Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off another week of fun and excitement here tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Gardner Goldsmith joining us, back from his trip to the horror convention in the United Kingdom.
Oh, blighty. Yeah, that's right. I was across the pond having bangers and mash, you know. It was delicious. Good time.
You met up with at least one of our listeners over there, and one of your listeners over at Liberty Conspiracy.
Good old Zigster and Wayne Simmons. And we had a libertarian cadre over there.
Mark, you had Wayne on the show, right?
He did some advertising. I can't remember that we did an interview.
Yeah.
I feel like you did, but
we've done numerous interviews with Wayne. He's from Northern Ireland. He has a new novel coming out called Flu coming up soon. Give him a little plug there. It's very cool.
The previous one was Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous. Great stuff. You can find it all over the place, and I definitely recommend it. But I had a great time, and it's good to be back. And I was falling. It sure was weird. I was able to tune in over there and check shows out and hear about things that were going on, heard about Sam and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, here I am in my hotel room in Brighton, England, and I have totally clear audio listening to you guys, checking out my email. It was like I was only 5 feet away. It was great. Really, really great.
It's a connected world.
It does make the world a lot smaller.
Oh, darn right, man. And recording things and being able to post them from there is just awesome. Portable digital recorders and doing all sorts of neat stories about geolibertarianism. And so thanks to Ziggy and all, Wayne and everybody. Great, great stuff. And thanks for having me back, guys.
Always glad to have you here, Gard. In fact, coming up tonight, if we get a chance, the United Kingdom is where we'll be talking about where the police have been entering people's homes and doing naughty things. We'll explain exactly what they've been up to here. But I actually want to continue something. And, Gard, you're going to tell us about unpaid internships. I guess the feds are going after them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the details are. You'll fill me in.
Yeah.
But first, Mark, I want to complete what we started last week. On Friday night, you had a topic from Cracked.com. It was 6 things that men do in an attempt to engage in sexual relations with women that actually, in point of fact, turn off the women.
According to science.
Right. We've gotten through 3 of the 6. So anybody that missed the first 3, head back to Friday and you can grab it there. I think we did it the third hour of the show there. But let's pick up at number 3.
Number 3.
We're going backwards.
Yeah. And these are things that you, according to this article, shouldn't do. Now, I think that there's room. But anyway, you got to listen to the article. Number 3, complimenting your looks. You've got it this time after a night of chatting up ladies and acting disinterested and dancing like a seizure victim. A gorgeous woman, for some reason, comes up and talks to you. Amazingly, you're holding it together and all signs are pointing to the two of you bumping uglies at the end of the night. In an effort to seal the deal, you compliment her on how attractive she is. Moments later, she's scurrying off while the drink you bought her to rejoin her friends and make jokes at the expense of you and your Ed Hardy t-shirt.
I have to throw down a flag right there immediately. First of all, they're not being specific enough. Second of all, I run into humongous problems because I just have a tendency to notice women's hairstyles, jewelry, makeup, their color coordination, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of women who, and what happens is, If you do it in a certain way, if you do it right off the bat, like, oh, wow, hey, nice earrings, or hey, nice top, whatever, and then you pull back, they tend to want more. If you continue to lay it on them, then you look desperate.
I see.
So if you're just saying it in passing conversation the way I do sometimes, I mean, literally, I've had a boss that, you can't do that because the women think you're hitting on them, and I've gotten email addresses and phone numbers, and it's kind of not a good thing, because you don't intend to follow up on it. Right. So I think that particular point is a matter of degree. And if guys want to do something which I'm not intending to do, then they ought to do what is sort of a low-key thing. Notice one thing, very low-key, compliment, and then move on like you're a very confident guy. And that was just nothing special.
I think confidence is important. And, I think that it is an issue of degrees, and I think that I like this article for the reason that it points out the degrees in the other direction, because you're always sort of told to compliment people, girls' looks and things like that. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do, right? Well, apparently it doesn't work every time. So what the heck happened?
What does work every time?
Nothing. Shocking. Why would you want it with something that worked every time? You know, I mean, that's just an issue of racking up numbers and scoring, and that's not what the other person generally is all about.
Good
if
point.
That's what they're about, right then, on. You know, maybe things will work out for you. But, you know, usually... it's my experience that that healthy, insane women are generally looking for a relationship. It's just a generality, right? Like, I'm just painting with a broad brush here.
Yeah.
Okay. Shockingly, women really do want you to care about more than their great rack. In a study by one of the leading dating sites on the web, they found that telling a woman she is attractive actually made her more likely to reject you. Also making her more likely to reject you, the collection of Pokemon cards that you refuse to dispose of because they'll make you rich someday. But we digress. Words like sexy, beautiful, and hot made a woman much less likely than average to respond to your initial overtures. Meanwhile, attempting to show interest in her by mentioning some of her pastimes, favorite things, etc., resulted in a much higher than average response. Keep that in mind if you ever get a chance to chat up Megan Fox. Don't tell her she's gorgeous. Talk about all the other things that she's into, like bad acting, terrible tattoos, and not wearing a lot of clothes. She'll be yours in no time. I'm not sure who this girl is, but it doesn't look too far from the truth.
And I think it depends on what you're using to break the ice. You know, there are a lot of different ways that you can break the ice in a natural way. And then once you get off it, you get into regular conversation. As you say, the sane, normal woman with whom you'd like to have a relationship will respond to sane, normal, and interesting and witty conversation. Most of the guys I know who are very successful with women are really witty guys. They're very, very quick.
Well, I think that there's divergent desires here. This
article is not written about relationships, is it?
No, this article is about picking up women.
Nah.
And I'd say that the vast majority of guys, or at least speaking for myself, I, at one point in my life, really did like the idea of picking up women, as many as I possibly could, as long as they reached a certain, attractiveness threshold. And, I can't say that I, was world famous, world star at that or anything, but, I harbored the desire. And whereas I think that, as you know, it's a divergent goal of men and women to some extent, not entirely, as far as who wants a relationship and who just wants a one-night stand.
Yeah.
Number two thing not to do, being nice. What more can women want from you? You feign interest in attending the Real Housewives of Orange County viewing parties, listen to their drama with the jerk ex-boyfriends, help them get home free of the risk of date rape, and when they're really drunk, and even stop by with painkillers to help them with their hangover the next morning. There is literally nothing you could do to be nicer to them, and you're still just a friend, a great guy, and therefore completely rejected. What happened? We really hate to say it, but women are scientifically proven to like bad boys. Apparently, there is something called the Dark Triad, dibs on the brand name, of personality traits that still exist and even flourish in humans despite the fact that evolutionary they are bad for continuation of the species. They continue. They include exploitation, thrill-seeking, callous behavior, and self-obsession.
That was four things.
There's a slash mark there between thrill-seeking and callous behavior.
I see.
Since people like this are jerks, science dictates that they should have been bred out of the gene pool a long time ago. Of course, they haven't. And it's because the ladies love bad boys. Scientists have found that the higher a man scores on the Dark Triad, seriously, the name is the crap, he says, scale, the more sex partners he had, and the more likely he was to be looking for short-term flings. Basically, while they won't make good long-term relationship partners, for thousands of years, women have been engaging in one-night stands with bad boys, getting knocked up and prolonging not only the suffering of a man, but also the
right, because then the bad boy is the father.
Yeah. X, body spray. You hear, ladies? The self-centered, destructive jerks of the world are your fault, and try using some self-control for once in your life, or at least a condom. So, apparently, this guy's a little bitter.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I guess.
So number one, having the wrong name, Ian. So far, nothing has worked.
Ian's a good name.
So far as nothing's worked, and I beg to differ. Let me. We'll go on about having bad names and what you can do about it.
All right. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. I have no objection to my name. And if that's what turns a woman off, that's not the kind of woman I'm looking for.
That's good.
By the way, I'm not looking for one-night stands anyway, so this article is not really applicable to me. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves, especially the ladies. We'd love to hear from you.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can listen in via our live streams, broadband or dial-up flavors, our webcam or listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. Over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll get all the details and where you can tune in for free. Listen.freetalklive.com.
And we do, here on Free Talk Live, a great deal of our show prep by going to freedomsphoenix.com. And you can find out the news of a liberty mindset by going there at freedomsphoenix.com. They have a daily dispatch that gets sent right to your email box. I read it every day. I recommend it. freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we're talking about, well, it's not really relationships that we're talking about here, Mark. You've got a story from crack.com that's really just about men attempting to score with women and how some of the approaches that they very frequently make are working in many ways against them and in their goals. So that's what we've been talking about here tonight. We've gone through six over time, and could you just recap the six real quick that we've hit over the last few nights?
Well, I can do since they're on separate pages here on this email. There, I can do the first two, a couple of them very easily. Number two is being nice. Number three is
saying don't be nice.
Yeah, don't be nice. Don't compliment her looks. Let me quick flash over to the other one here.
See, that I've never been this guy. I mean, Mark, you say that you've been this guy.
I've been this guy. You know, what does that mean?
You've actively worked. It was a goal in your life at one point. It is no longer. You have a wife and a son now. But at one point in your life, it was a goal to make it with as many women as you possibly could.
As long as they're of a certain of caliber, certainly.
You were answering your genetic prerogative.
Understood. Now,
but in order to not be nice, like, well, I am a good guy. I'm not going to be mean to somebody.
This article,
not who I am.
This article is from Cracked, and you have to. It's not about the list, okay? The going over the list really doesn't help you. You have to read it to understand what they're saying. And this isn't an article about how to pick up women, really. It's more of an article about sort of evolutionary imperative between the sexes and how it works. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's why it's interesting. So,
okay.
Number six is talking to her. Shouldn't do that. Apparently, obviously, I mean, there's a line to
right, and here. As we pointed out, that's the one that I certainly agree with. It's listening that's more important than talking in any relationship.
Number five is acting interested. Shouldn't act interested. Apparently, somewhat aloof.
We're talking about kind of like bar situations, right?
I guess that's the impression I'm getting here. Dancing. Under no circumstances should a man who wishes to pick up women dance, unless they're very, very good at it.
Yeah, you got to be good.
Yeah.
And then what happens is they feel nervous with you because you're better than they are, and you're showing off, and people watch you dancing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any advice on what to do if you can dance because I've never been able to.
Yeah, you definitely have to know how to lead if you're going to do that.
Okay, so number one.
Wait, we've been through three of the recap.
I've read them all.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't count them correctly. Anyway, go ahead. Number one was what?
Having the wrong name. So far, nothing's worked, and the girl that you've been putting the moves on up and started dating someone who can only be described as Jersey Shore-like. Desperate, you attend a singles mixer, one of those things.
That's
where
a pop culture reference I don't get.
Dumb MTV show.
It's hilarious.
Knuckleheads from Jersey Shore.
One of those things where everyone has to wear a geeky name tag and guys try to look successful, but laid back by wearing both a tie and jeans. And I don't know whether that fashion's gone out or not, but it seems like it's pretty close. Everyone here is looking for a date. There is no way you can strike out. Yet every woman you approach smiles, then glances your name tag, and suddenly turns away. You haven't even said anything yet. What could you possibly have done to turn her off this time?
Your name's Bobby.
You could probably blame your parents for this one. Apparently, your first name can drastically influence how successful you are and, yes, how attractive people consider you.
Hmm.
According to a study of 6,000 people, men named Michael, James, David are the clear winners, with all three placing in the top 10 most successful, luckiest, and, yes, most attractive names. George, Paul, on the other hand, well, just resign yourselves to a life of minimum wage jobs, accidents, and loneliness, unless you're a beetle, apparently.
Hmm.
Your best bet is to go for women named Anne who suffer from the same horrible affliction as you do, ugly name-itis. The scientists are totally serious. One even wrote a book that includes a section helping you to change your name as an adult order to reverse the misfortune the parents unknowingly saddled you with. So all the Georges out there, simply start answering to Ryan. The ladies will come flocking.
There you go.
That's
from crack.com. We go to Sir Real, calling from every nightclub. You're on Free Talk Live.
Guys, I'm so glad you're talking about this still. And I wanted to set some things straight, Ian especially. Now, I am a pickup artist. I have become one, and I'm becoming better at it all the time. And I think, first of all, the number one thing that will improve the Liberty movement is if you force the men there to go through pickup artist boot camps, because
right on.
Nothing attracts people like fun men, and nothing attracts good-looking women like fun men. So,
and then nothing will attract more fun men than good-looking women, and it'll just keep on in a great perpetual cycle, right?
Exactly, and you want to add value to women. That's what the pickup artist community does.
Add value. So,
add value to women. What does that mean?
I'll tell you. What it means is not being a douchebag and a big wussy and being a real man, but also it means having fun, and so many men are nervous and scared and intimidated by women they're attracted to. So I want to go over one of those points that, Ian, you were confused by. Don't be nice. That can be misconstrued and is not the actual advice that we give each other in our community here. What we're saying is tease them like your bratty little sister. Have fun with them. These are the things that a-holes and jerk-offs do, but they are also a-holes and jerk-offs, that they understand the value of teasing a woman with a smile on your face. Not saying you're fat, but saying, you know, you're just not my type. And then smile, because you're obviously, she's your type. You understand what the difference is?
Yeah, there are a lot
of
ways.
Lie. Yeah. You're talking about lying.
Have fun. Jeez, for example, I was at a club
Saturday
night.
Saying you're not
night.
My type, and if she is your type, that would be a lie.
I think the point is whether or not the subtext is still there.
Gardner is right, because women don't communicate directly like men do, unfortunately.
Right. And Ian doesn't communicate with subtext, period.
Yes.
Like, just doesn't do it.
See.
That's how women talk to each other, and they live in two worlds. They can talk to men, but they can also talk to each other.
Yeah.
So, if you listen to girls talk, they will say, oh, my God, I am so ugly. They don't mean that. What they're saying is, look at me. Look how gorgeous I am. Compliment me.
Compliment me. That's exactly right. And so it's up to you to play the game your way, to be the one in control of the situation. I've sort of organically picked up on these things in conversations with ladies, and I very rarely utilize these sorts of things, but this is exactly how you do it. And there are books and all sorts of things. They had a TV show. What's that book? What is it? The Player or something like that?
It's called The Game.
The
by
Game.
Neil Strauss.
Yeah, The Game.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they're
the
absolutely.
The guy in the fuzzy hat, name is Mystery.
I'll tell you what, it's surreal. Do you want to hang on and give us more of your thoughts on this?
Absolutely, because it's going to be great.
More.
Wow.
All right, 800-259-9231. More with Surreal.
I don't know how to tell Surreal sort of in a teasingly fashion. He's a jerk.
No, he's just teasing. Can take control of the airwaves. We'd love to hear some ladies if you get the chance to dial in. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you...
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. If you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board with the program. Got a new radio station, our very first in Wisconsin, gave me a verbal agreement today. Hopefully we'll get the signed agreement in soon. But all of this is made possible by listeners like you. At amp.freetalklive.com, you get perks, too. Get amp, the amp-only phone lines. You get the amp-only forum, amp-only podcast, which is minus the usual podcast commercials that you hear. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. As we continue, Surreal is back with us.
Awesome.
And you dropped off the line there for a moment, Surreal. Everything okay where you are?
You know, even though Surreal is in every nightclub, he's also in a very remote part of the state.
Surreal.
We figured it was some girl calling in.
No. Do I sound like a girl?
Yeah, well, no, we figured somebody called you and they had to take the call, but then somebody said, Surreal wouldn't take the call. He'd get back to her later.
You got that right, Guard, my man.
My brother.
Because, of course, a pickup artist is always busy. And by that, I mean he has an exciting, fun life full of sports and friends and work and his passions.
And wouldn't the woman, she wants to be in there.
To come along for the ride.
Yeah.
Right. So, Surreal, you said that you are in the state. Does that mean you're in New Hampshire, or are you elsewhere?
No, I am in a state that I would choose not to reveal this time.
I see.
Very smart.
By the way, let's go to the next step here. So do you understand the idea of teasing is not being a jerk, not being an a-hole. It's being fun and clever and sub-communicating your sexual interests, just like she does, because she and all of her kindred have taught each other how to play the game. They define the rules. We are just learning how to decipher and have cracked the code.
Now, where did you get all this from, Sir Real? You mentioned some book earlier. Is that what you are most relying on? Is there something in particular you would recommend to people out there?
I would recommend to begin with the book, The Game.
Yeah,
however, there is a huge community and many commercial pickup gurus who will take your money.
I bet
self-study can go a long way. However, never take advice from another woman about how to attract a woman.
Now, it is, as far as this self-study goes, does that mean going to bars and spending lots of money on alcohol?
No. Pickup artists never buy women drinks.
Oh, I meant for themselves.
Pickup artists are bought drinks by women, and pickup artists don't drink because they need to be in control, and women like men who are grounded and in control of themselves, unlike the drunk frat boys who think they're being attractive.
So right. And one of the things that I've noted is when you have women who are in a group or pairs, it's the step-back approach, it seems, where you give a little bit of attention, but then you divert it and start talking to the other girl so that the girl you're really interested in is feeling like, well, I'm not getting the attention that I want, and she feels in competition with the other girl. Is that another observation that you have made as well?
That can be the case, yes. That is a little more advanced, but we cut through all that BS. You find your target, and the secret is, one of the advice was, don't talk, and that is true. But it's different. You can talk about anything. You can talk about economics and F.A. Hayek, of course. But as long as you're touching her while you're talking, you are conveying and sub-communicating sexual interests. Mm-hmm. And these touches can be subtle. They can be platonic at first, in fact. A tap on the shoulder. When she says something you like, you give her a hug, and that's the excuse. Oh, you're so cool, and you give her a hug. And now you're touching her in a sexual way.
You know, I've always found hugs to be kind of creepy. You know, like the guy soliciting the hug just always seems creepy to me somehow or another. I don't know. Maybe it's me and my thing about touching people.
Maybe you're being hugged by too many guys.
I have no problem with hugs from guys.
Women will reject hugs from creepy guys, but if you're close enough and you do tests one step at a time, you touch her shoulder in a platonic way. If she doesn't back away, you know you can put your arm on her waist. If she doesn't do anything and she's smiling and is engaged and you're talking about Chicago versus Austrian economics and she's still there, then you can give her a hug when she says, yes, I like the free market too. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. As long as you're escalating, and this happens so fast, it's amazing, and that's what guys are often unprepared for.
So what? Now, where is all this going, Sir Real? Because I mean, are you a person who is at all interested in a long-term relationship? Because it seems like most of what we're talking about here is picking up a woman. The intention of the Cracked article was more for just a very short-term, you know, one-night stand kind of situation. Is what it sounded like. Does all this lead down that road for you, or are you just not interested in a relationship, anything long-term?
I am very interested in a long-term relationship with a sexy woman. However, I, for the longest time, believed myself to be unworthy and only chose poor choices, thinking I had no other options. So for me, this is a way of exploring my options, realizing I am the prize in that I will choose the woman who I will be with. Before, I thought only they would choose me. No, I will choose them. So I date many if I can. Perhaps I'm having sex with some, or just one, or several. But it's a way for me to decide who do I want to spend more of my time with and give my life more fully to.
So what is your longest relationship that you've been involved in?
Well, understand, I'm a relatively new craftsman of the art of pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So my old AFC days, that's average frustrated chump, I would say the longest was 3 years or so.
3 years or so.
With a woman I was not attracted to, but I felt I had no other options as I was aging. But the sexiest man in the world, George Clooney, is 50 years old.
How old are you, may we ask?
I am 43. 43. And a silver fox.
A silver, meaning a gray, your hair is going gray?
Going gray, and I'm built and buff.
Gotcha.
Because it's a lifestyle. It's not just...
Where do you go? You mentioned that you don't drink, that's just not something that you do, but yet women will offer to purchase you drinks. Is your hunting grounds, if you will, the bars of America, the nightclubs, as you mentioned, or do you have other places you prefer to go to meet women?
The bars of America are the great places to practice how to be social and friendly and interactive and learn to banter with women in ways they are attracted to. I prefer, and I actually have more luck online and in supermarkets, because women are sexual creatures, more so than men. They have better orgasms, longer orgasms, and multiple orgasms. They need a man who is safe and can help them with their fantasy of being submitted and to submit to a man who is dominant. They all have this fantasy, and a pickup artist.
I don't know if they all have that fantasy.
Oh,
I mean, couldn't you acknowledge that women are different in their desires, as men can also be different?
They can, absolutely, but on a whole, generally, and I am generalizing.
Okay.
And that's okay to do. Women dream of being dominated by men sexually. That's what, if you read romance novels, women writing for women, the main lead character takes her. He is successful. He is passionate about his career, even if it's something stupid, as long as he's passionate about it.
Like
He is a man who knows his passion, knows himself, and takes women, not violently, but she is overwhelmed by his sexuality and willingly gives hers. So,
very good. I'm out of questions.
Yeah, I'd love to dispute this and fillet a surreal, but I can't come up with anything that I could really dispute with what he has to say.
I would love to hear from some lady listeners, but for whatever reason, they're not coming out tonight. Thanks for the call, Surreal. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Ladies, if you're out there, what do you think about this guy? Is Surreal full of it? Is he on to something? Will you tell us if he is? 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and those include our webcam, our bulletin board system, archives, and more. The website itself has been redesigned for 2010, the FTL 2.0 site, which allows you to actually influence and control the content of the front page of the website.
And to some extent, the show itself.
To some extent, because when you submit a story, a news story, or a blog post or video or something that you might find interesting, you think that others would find interesting, you submit that to the Free Talk Live website at freetalklive.com. It goes up into the upcoming stories queue. People look at those, and they vote on the ones that they like, and they downvote the ones they don't like. And whichever items get the most votes end up on the front page of our website. And if it ends up on the front page of the site, odds are fairly good that we might actually use it on the air. So great way to get stuff in front of us for this show. Go to freetalklive.com, and it's a great way to just kind of plug into the Liberty community and what people are interested in discussing and reading and sharing at freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls. You're welcome to bring up absolutely anything, so we can we go to the phones and the fun. Nick is in Kentucky on the amp lines. Hello, Nick.
What's up? How you doing?
What's on your mind, Nick?
Yeah.
Well, I am just found out last week I am going to be a daddy for the first time.
Congrats. Congratulations.
Thank you. And I am one of these guys who I'm on the completely on the side of liberty and freedom, and I could careless about the government, whether it be fate, federal, state, you name it. I wish they would all go away.
Mm.
However, I've been indoctrinated so long that I'm a little worried about, you know, the force issue. And what I wanted to ask, again, basically a suggestion about when my kid's born, you know, I don't want my kid to have a Social Security number, or, you know, shoot, if I could get away with just keeping them completely off grid, I would do that. But you know, it is a little unnerving because, of course, my parents and everyone else is like, oh, you have to have your Social Security number. You'll have to have this. You'll have to have, you know, your vaccinations. You'll have to have this. And I'm like, no, I don't even, my wife doesn't even want to have the kid, you know, in the hospital because of all the
well, you don't have to.
Hospital, you know?
Mark did not do that. Mark, your wife had it in a midwife's center?
Yeah, it was a birthing center.
Birthing center. Which is
right,
essentially
what my wife has said. She said something about she wanted to have a you know, our baby in a birthing center because she didn't want to have all the doctors, you know, just to say, look, you know, like even in Louisville, the cesarean rate is like 60% or something like that. It's really high rate. And it's, you know, and it's in her mind that she, you know, it's because they just want to, you know, get it done and get out of there on their time. You know, the baby's going to come when it's going to come, you know,
right.
kind of thing.
If you could imagine what it's like to be an OBGYN and your schedule's completely dictated by the whims of nature, it's got to be kind of frustrating. Mm. It's got to be a frustrating way to live. And I can imagine why it is that they do so many cesarean sections, but I'm not interested in one, thank you very much.
Wasn't it cheaper for you, Mark, going to the midwife or the birthing center?
About half as much.
Half as much.
Yeah, it was. But I you know, I'm insured by MasterCard, so you know, it was ten grand to have a birth in a hospital, and it was $5,000 at the birthing center.
So yeah, it seems like that's the way to go. Not only will you save money, but you'll avoid a lot of the bureaucracy. And it's your option to do the Social Security thing.
I would like to comment on the Social Security thing. Is here's what I think's going to happen. I'm just going to put on my thinking cap for a minute. Now, there's two sides to this argument, right? Like, probably, like some people would say, well, you're selling your kid for some tax breaks. But there's a significant tax break to you know, giving your child a Social Security number and then claiming them on your taxes if you file these things. If you don't, then you probably should disregard what I say here. But the chances are incredibly high that you're going to have a child that, you know, you're going to raise them until 16. They don't have a Social Security number. You haven't, you know, enterprised on that at that point, 16 times 2, 30-something thousand dollars that you would have gotten from the government at that point. And then on their 16th birthday, they want to get a job and open a bank account. They're going to go get a Social Security number anyway, and you wasted your time.
And, that sounds like probably what'll happen.
It's a high likelihood.
And I got to tell you, you know, there are a couple things that I would give you a great example. If you read F. Paul Wilson's books about Repairman Jack, Jack is a character with no Social Security number, and Paul has gone to great lengths to look at the things that Jack can do without a Social Security number and the things that Jack has a difficult time doing without a Social Security number. As you know, he's an adult, traveling, all the things that used to be so easy to do are now going to become much more difficult. And, of course, the United States government is inevitably, unless we in the liberty community can do something about it to separate from these jerks and stop them, they are going to impose a national ID card. And, I really feel that those of us who have been foisted with one of these Social Security numbers, I wish I didn't have one, and I admire you for trying to do that, and I would love to see more people going without them, changing their identities, somehow hiding from the government, doing things to get away from these guys, because there's a great deal of freedom, but of course there is a bit of a burden, and I'm sure you're going to be thinking all about those things.
Right, and I have been constantly, and like I said, we're also going to do things like we're going to homeschool our kids because, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, well, what if your kid is taught this at school? And I'm saying, I don't want my kid in school. That's the point, or public schools anyway. So, you know, we're going to try to keep them completely out of the system as much as we can. And anyway, my last little comment I have is about the whole birthing thing at the birth center or not at the hospital is like just a thought, you know, that you've never thought of. Of course, my mom is all old-fashioned, and she thinks if I don't vaccinate my kid with 100 vaccinations and don't have, you know, go to with all these doctors and nurses that my kid's going to die or something,
yeah.
And she's freaking out. But I think, you know, even if you go down, don't even use the vaccination thing, the doctor thing, just think about how unnatural it is for a woman to be, you know, to have a baby with all these tubes and all these gowns and all these people and nurses and, you know, it's like, it's kind of a stressful thing, you know, if you think about it naturally, you know, all these people who had babies, you know, when we didn't have all these things, I mean, women have been having babies since the beginning of time. So,
of course, there was a much higher death rate as far as the
mortality rate. Yeah. We have ambulances and 911. I mean, you can get somebody there, especially if you let them know in advance, hey, this is what's going to be going on. They can be there in moments to pick you up and take you to the hospital. So,
right, and that's the whole point of having a midwife or somebody, you know, that can say, look, something's going wrong. We need to get you to the doctor, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would like to point out something as far as vaccinations and the health of the child and things like that. Now, you're intending to do the homeschooling thing, and that's essentially what we're doing with Jack, which probably includes daycare. You know, your wife's going to stay home, or somebody's going to stay home. One of the two of you is going to stay home and take care of them initially, too, before they're 5 years old and would go off to school. And Jack's never had vaccination. My son has never had a vaccination of any sort. He's been to the doctor one time because, like your grandparents, ours were freaking out. I mean, they were stuck to the ceiling. My God, you haven't taken that child to the doctor. He's going to die. The doctor did nothing because we wouldn't let her do anything, essentially. And she said this child's fine and sent him home, and he hasn't been to the doctor since. But he's only been sick once, and that was a cold that I brought in. Mm. It's the modern way of taking care of children. I mean, and the euphemism is the kids get sick. That's what you hear. Kids just get sick. They're sick all the time. They got runny noses. Well, that's because we house them with other kids. We stick them in these little collectives, and we do something that's entirely unnatural with our children, and that's what makes them sick. Not these, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for letting me make the call.
Hey, thank you, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. We go to, that wasn't Stephen. That was Nick. Now we go to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Stephen in Florida. Going once. Stephen in Florida going twice. 800-259-9231. So, Gardner.
Hey, my friend.
The internship story. You've got something that they're bringing the feds in to deal with unpaid interns.
Yeah, states and feds. Well, it's actually, of all things, it's from the New York Times. And, of course, the New York Times takes a much darker view of these terrible unpaid internships. It's a guy named Stephen Greenhouse. And essentially what they're saying is that with the thirst for money from the states and the desire to regulate them further, at least this is what I'm getting out of, the desire to regulate people further, unpaid internships are starting to be looked at, and the labor laws are being checked over. This guy Greenhouse writes, with job openings scarce for young people, the number of unpaid internships has climbed in recent years, leading federal and state regulators to worry that more employers are illegally using such internships for free labor.
They're being taken advantage of. We will get back into this and get into the details here in moments. Our number two is on the way. I was an intern once. And I'll talk about that. I don't know if either of you have been interns in your lives, but we will get to that here. 800-259-9231. It sounds like they want to get rid of the intern. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.